I had talked to her about experiencing PTSD myself a few years ago and my own fears about not being strong enough to protect those I love. And we would have these conversations and we would adjust sometimes the dialogue and some of the scenes.
Hey, Angelina. So good to see you.
You too. Hi.
Thank you for talking to Channel News Asia. I love how you said that, you know, for like non-human superheroes, the Eternals are pretty much one of the most human out of all in the MCU.
Weird.
And, you know, Fina is so strong physically, but so vulnerable and broken even mentally. And I feel like a lot of people, women especially, working moms especially, how we have like a really strong veneer outside, but inside there's quite a lot going.
Absolutely.
I wanted to ask, how deep did you have to dig to process Fina and sort of to bring her to the screen?
I love what you said, because I think that's exactly right. It's really most people and many women, we think we're supposed to have it all together, and that's what makes us strong, that we can just do everything perfectly with this. And the truth is, most people are struggling with something, some form of whether it be a trauma or just some, they don't believe in themselves, or there's, so yes, most people. And in fact, that is what makes you strong. It's what makes you, it's something you're fighting through. Sometimes people who are seem broken are actually just very emotional people who have deep feelings and are deeply intelligent, who are just absorbing too much and they don't know how to process it because they can't shut it out. And yet if they can absorb it, they can, that is what makes them strong. And emotion is what makes a woman very strong. The depth of our feeling is actually our strength. It's hard. What's interesting is Chloe casts people who she feels are a bit similar to the characters, and then she actually develops the character to with you. So I had talked to her about experiencing PTSD myself a few years ago and my own fears about not being strong enough to protect those I love. And we would have these conversations and we would adjust sometimes the dialogue and some of the scenes.
And I think that by putting her, somebody like her up on screen makes it okay. You know, it's okay not to be okay, I think.
I hope people see that, because exactly right.
You talked about actually sort of fleshing out the character with Chloe. Was Chloe a big reason why you said yes? I mean, coming from an indie director background, Phase 4 is so diverse, so inclusive. We see Asian superheroes. We see, you know, all sorts, LGBTQ, all sorts. What was the reason why it was okay to say yes to this Marvel movie?
It was because of the diversity of this cast that I said yes. So I was one of the first cast, but they told me what the plan was. They said, this is what the family we want to build, and this is what we're committing to as Marvel. And I said, I don't care how big or small my role is. I just want to be a part of that family and, you know, make that the new norm. And when I knew it was Chloe directing it, I knew that she would approach it with the right level of intelligence and nuance, right? And I think that's what's important about it too. There is so much diversity, but when you watch the film, it's treated as it should be, that it's just simply normal. It's normal that a family and superheroes are of all these different types of people. And I think when little kids watch this film, it'll just make them see themselves, and they won't even think about how different it is. It'll just feel right.
Now that you finally did a Marvel movie, do you think you'll ever revisit the request for Angelina Jolie to direct a Marvel movie? We need your sensibility on it too.
Thank you. I listen, I think they're very hard to do and to direct. My films have usually been about like history. Most of my films are quite, you know, historic war films. It's quite a challenge. It would be quite a challenge. So I'll never say never, but I'm not sure yet I'd be the right person, but never say never.
I'm waiting for that day. Thank you, Angie.
Thank
It's
you.
always a pleasure talking to you. Come to Singapore and make a history movie with us, maybe.
Yeah, I'd love to come to Singapore.
Hi.
Hello. When you love something, you protect it.